The first thing is that you're going to have a new name. Because with the name Avram, you will not able to, you're not able to have the baby with Sarai, to have the schus, to have the baby that I want you to have. And so I'm going to add a letter to the name Avram and give you a new name. And it's going to be Avraham. No longer will your name be Avram, and nobody will call you Avram anymore. Only your name is now going to be Avraham. And because he got a new letter in his name, he got a new koyach in his neshama to be special halik, as we're going to talk about more in the parsha when we learn inside. And Hashem says, there's one more thing that I'm going to give you. A mitzvah that's going to be your first real mitzvah to do in your body. And that's going to be called the Bris Milah. When you make the Bris Milah, I'm going to be special close to you and specially make you halik. And all the Yidden that come from you are also going to do the Bris Milah. You take a piece of skin that grows on you in a special place that everybody knows where that is when the baby's born. And on the eighth day, a special moyel who knows how to do this will take a special knife, and you're going to make a bracha and cut off that piece of skin, which is called an arla. And that piece of skin is going to be put in the dirt. And because the baby is so young, it's not going to hurt the baby that much. And that baby will be brought into the bris of Avram Avinu and be made special halik. Not only that, but all the goyish servants that are men in the house also have to have a bris milah. That's right. Even if there was a goyish servant in the house, he had to have a bris milah. I mean, a real slave that they had. Or if they bought one with the money, they had to make a bris milah. And Avram Avinu is going to be the first one that will have the bris milah. Even though he's not 8 days old, he's only 99 years old, he's going to make it on himself. And Avram took a sharp rock and he had to make on himself, because nobody else knew how to do it, a bris milah. And Hashem helped him. And together, they cut off the piece of skin from Avram, even though he was 99 years old and it hurt a lot. But for Hashem, because Hashem said, he made the first bris milah. And he became very, very halik. And it says that after that, see, it used to be whenever Hashem would speak to Avram, he used to fall down on the floor because it was so strong. And now, after the Bris Milah, whenever Hashem spoke to him, he could stand up straight. And that day, Ishmael also made a Bris Milah when he was 13. And to this day, the Arabs make what's called, it's not a bris milah, but they cut off that piece of skin when they're 13 years old, because Yishmael did it when he was 13 years old. And all the other people from the house of Avram made the bris milah on that day. And after that, Hashem says, Sarai is also getting a new name. Her, instead of her name being Sarai, it's going to be Sarah, also with a hey. Sarai, the word Sar is like a princess. Sarai means my princess, only for one person. And Sarah means a princess for everybody. Sarah is going to be the first mother of the Jewish people. She's going to have a baby, and this baby is going to be one of the avos of the Jewish people. And from her is going to come millions and millions of Einik Lach, the Yidden. She's going to be a princess for a whole world. And so Hashem took out the yud and put in a hay. And her name became Sarah. And now she had a new koyach in her neshama that she'd be able to have a baby, even though she was 89 and she's going to be 90 years old. And the little yud flew up to Hashem. because it got thrown out of Sarai's name and it started to cry. Hey, it's no fair. I used to be in the name of Sarai. And now I'm all alone. I don't have anywhere to go. And that big hay took my place. Hey, it's no fair. Why should the yud get thrown out and the hay gets to take my place? I don't get to be in Sarai's name anymore. Her name is Sarah. Hashem, you're supposed to be fair. Why you did this to me? And Hashem said to the yud, look, you know, if something happens that's not so good, you should know, like it says in Chassidus, a yerida is letzorach aliyah. To go down is for the, because you're going to go higher next time. You're always going to get something better next time if you go down the first time. If you just be patient, have a little bit of savlanus, patience, you know, sometimes you have to have zrizus, sometimes you have to have savlanus. Just be patient and wait, and you're going to get a better place than the name of Sarai. And the little yid says, where's a better place then? He says, look, you were in the very last place in the name of a tzaddikus. I'll put you in the very front in the name of a great tzaddik. How's about that? Instead of being in the very back of the name of a tzaddikus, you'll be in the front of the name of a tzaddik. All you have to do is be patient and you get a better place in the front. And the yud said, oh, it sounds pretty good. Okay, I'll wait. And so the yud waited with Hashem for a number of years until the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. And during the time of Moshe Rabbeinu was a very great tzaddik, and he was the closest of all to Moshe Rabbeinu, and his name was Hoshea bin Nun. And he was a great, great tzaddik who was the closest Talmid to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he was chosen to be one of the 12 Meraglim, spies. But Moshe Rabbeinu knew with Ruach HaKodesh, and he felt that something wrong is going to happen. And he didn't want Hoshea to get in trouble because he felt something is going to happen with the spies when they go into Eretz Israel to spy. And he called Hoshea bin Nun and he said, I want that you should have an extra koyach when you go with the spies, that you should not be schlepped in to anything that's going to be wrong that happens. You should have the koyach to stand strong and be with Hashem. And so, instead of your name being Hoshea, you're getting a new name, Yehoshua. You're going to get a new yud in the front of your name. And all of a sudden, Hashem says to the yud, it's your chance now. It's your turn now. You go down now and be in the name Yehoshua, the front of his name. And the yud jumped and danced and was singing and dancing in the himmel, and it flew down into the name Yehoshua. And later on, Yehoshua became the leader of the Yidden after Moshe Rabbeinu. And Yehoshua is the one that led the Yidden over the river Yarden into Eretz Israel. And the Yud is so happy because it's in the front of the name Yehoshua, and it saw that everything Hashem does is good. You should never be upset. Even something bad happens, it's only for a while, and afterwards, it's Yerida Letzorach Aliyah. You get a higher place and a better place. And then Hashem promised Avraham that you're going to have a baby. You and Sarah are going to have your own baby. And the Yidden will come from him and not Yishmael. I don't want the Yidden to come from Yishmael because Yishmael does not have the midos and the kind of way about him that I want the Yidden to be. He's very wild and he's hunting a lot and doing a lot of Avedis. And he does not learn and daven. and he doesn't want to be close to Hashem. He just wants to be wild and steal and do all kinds of Vedas. And so Yishmael will not be from the leaders of the Yidden. Only the new child that you're going to have very soon. And Avram says to Hashem, "Oy, halavai that Yishmael should be Halik. I'll be happy if I only have him, and he should be Halik. Maybe he could change himself." No, Hashem says, he'll also have great people coming from him, and leaders. But these leaders are not going to be the kind of leaders for the Yidden. And in the end of time, those leaders are not going to be around anymore, because they're not going to be tzaddikim like from you and Sarah. And you and Sarah will have your own child very, very soon. So the end of the parsha, everybody made the bris milah, and after that we go from parshas Lech Lecha to parshas Vayera. Parshas Vayera takes place 3 days after the bris milah. Avram is 99 years old. He made on himself the bris milah. And everyone knows that the third day after the bris milah, it hurts the most. That's why the moyel comes to your house 3 days after the bris milah to visit the baby, to see how the baby is doing, because 3 days afterwards it hurts the most. Now, a person that has a bris milah and it hurts is like a chayla, like a sick person, because they hurt. Now, just like Hashem gives us mitzvahs in the Torah to do, Hashem doesn't only tell us to do the mitzvahs, Hashem himself does the mitzvahs. Whatever Hashem tells us to do, he does it first, in fact. And if he wouldn't do it himself, he wouldn't tell us to do it. Now, we have a mitzvah called Bikur Chaylim, visiting a sick person. Hashem does that mitzvah first. Hashem, Kinalach, came on the third day to do the mitzvah of Bikur Chaylim, and he came to visit Avraham. He came to his tent to visit him. Now, the Torah says that it was a very, very hot day. The sun came out of its cover. Hashem made the sun a very hot ball in the sky, burning, burning hot. But there's a cover over the sun that it should not be as hot as it could be, really. But that day, Hashem took the cover off the sun, and it was so shvitzy, burning hot outside, it was too hot for anybody to be traveling outside. Now, who is in charge of the weather and making it a hot day or a cold day? It doesn't happen by itself. Just like we learn about the rain, it all comes from Hashem. Also the weather, all the weather comes from Hashem. Hashem made it a hot day for a special reason, and I'll tell you why. Hashem wanted that Avraham should stay inside and he should not go outside. Because usually, every day, Avram was sitting outside by the door of the tent, and he was waiting for Orchim. He was waiting for people that should be walking by in the street, and Avram would go and bring them into his house, and he would teach them about Hashem. He would give them peace. This day, Hashem did not want Avram Avinu to have to sit outside to bring Orachim, because since he had the bris milah, he wanted Avram to take it easy, and he should stay in the house, and he shouldn't have to run after Orachim and go out on the street to ask people to come into his house. So Hashem said, "I'll make it a very burning hot day, and the weather will be so hot that nobody will want to walk outside. And if nobody is walking around outside, so Avram will say, 'Look, nobody's outside. I'll stay in my house and I won't go outside.'" But
Avram had Mesiras Nefesh. I'll tell you what Mesiras Nefesh is. Sometimes a mitzvah is easy, so you do the mitzvah. Sometimes it's very hard, and a person might say, oh, it's too hard to do the mitzvah. It's too cold outside, I'm not going to go. Or I'm too tired, I'm not going to get up. Certain things can stop a person from doing a mitzvah. But, kinalach, there's such a koyach called Mesiras Nefesh, that no matter what happens, no matter how hard it is, nothing is going to make you stop doing the mitzvah. And Avraham Avinu did a mitzvah with Mesiras Nefesh. And even though it was so hot outside, and even though he didn't see any Orachim walking outside, he still went outside. And even though the Bris Mila heard him, and even though he was very old and it was very uncomfortable, he did not let anything stop him. And he went outside anyway, and he was sitting and waiting. Maybe there's going to be somebody coming down the street. And he was waiting to do the mitzvah of Hachnasas Orachim and teaching people about Hashem. Now, kenalach, Hashem saw this, and Hashem did not want to disappoint Avraham. Because when Hashem sees you doing a mitzvah with Mesiras Nefesh, you get special help from Hashem. You get special brachas from Hashem. Hashem doesn't want to let you down. When you don't let Hashem down, Hashem doesn't let you down. When you try extra hard for Hashem, Hashem tries extra hard for you. Now, people are not going to go walking around the street in such a heat. But Avram wants to have Orachim. What's Hashem going to do? So Hashem said, okay, Malachim, come here. Who wants to go down to the world to do a special thing for me? A malach is a shliach for Hashem. And the malachim came. They're all very excited to do what Hashem wants. And Hashem said, okay, actually I have a few things to take care of all at once. The main thing is over here, I need Orachim for Avraham. Now a malach doesn't really feel if it's hot or cold or shvitzy or freezing. A malach is higher than all of that, so it's not going to hurt a malach to be sent down to the world in such a heat, because he's not going to really care so much. So Hashem said, okay, I need three malachim to send down to the world. Malach Mechoyel, and Malach Gavriel, and Malach Raphael. Three malachim, and you're going to go down to be Avram's guests. Now, how many people do you need to have guests? Because these malachim are going to get dressed up like people. Hashem could make a malach look like whatever he wants. He could make it look like a tree, or a person, or an animal, or a plant, or whatever he wants. These malachim, Hashem is going to dress up in people bodies and people clothes, and they're going to look just like people, just like Arabs, like goyim. And they're going to be going in the street. In those days, there wasn't like Yidden and goyim. Avram was the first Yid, and he was teaching the non-Jews about Hashem. Even a not a Jewish person has to believe in Hashem. So Avram was teaching all the people of the world about Hashem. Now, how many people do you need to have an oirech in your house? Hachnasas oirechim. Do you need three, or is one enough?
One.
One is enough, right? So why then does Hashem need to send three malachim? Or why not two malachim? So that's what I told you. The same time that as Hashem is sending these malachim down to be orachim, each one has a special thing to do. Each one has a special shlichas to do in the world. A few things are happening at one time, as you're going to see. So they're going to be Avram's orachim, and also take care of some other things, some other jobs that Hashem wants them to do. And each malach has one special thing to do. Each malach does a special thing as that malach does. Mechoyel has his things to do, And Gavriel cannot do Michael's things because Gavriel has other kinds of things that he does, as you're going to see. And Raphael has different kinds of things that Michael cannot do and Gavriel cannot do. Each Malach does special kinds of things, and one Malach could not take care of all of these things, so he sent three Malachim, and these three Malachim are going to be Orachim for Avram too. And so they got dressed up in clothes and in bodies with heads and feet and arms and shoes and walking sticks. And Avram is sitting over there by the entrance to the tent and he's waiting, and all of a sudden Avram sees there are three people coming down the street. Oh, he gets so excited. Avram wants to run over there and invite him to his house. But wait a minute. What did I just tell you? Who was standing with Avram? In the beginning of Vayera, it says, Vayera Hashem Elov. Hashem came to Avraham. Now what mitzvah did I just say he was doing? Hashem came to do Bikur Chayilim. Remember? Hashem is standing with Avram and they're doing together Bikur Chayilim. Hashem is visiting Avram. Hashem is talking to Avram. How do you feel? Hashem is making Avram feel better. When you visit a sick person, you make him feel better. And all of a sudden, three goyim are walking down the street, and Avram wants to run to get them. Wait a minute, there's a question now. Avram has a question. What should I do? Should I run to get the Orachim? Or maybe that's not going to be covered for Hashem. Maybe I should not run away from Hashem. I should be with Hashem. After all, Hashem is with me. Even if a great person is with you and your friend is walking by in the street, you don't run away from a great person and run over to your friend or just a regular person in the street. It wouldn't be nice. You spend the time with the great person. When the great person goes away, then you can go to somebody else. Avram didn't know what to do. Should I stay with Hashem or can I go and run and get the Orachim? Now, Kinalach, Hashem knows the thoughts of a person. Hashem knows what Avram is thinking. And Hashem showed Avram, and the Torah it says that G'doylo hachnasas Orachim mekabalas panei Ashchina. It's greater to have Orachim in your house than to be together with Hashem. Did you hear what I said? What is greater, to be together with Hashem or to have Orachim in your house? It says to have Orachim in your house, to have guests and take care of the guests, is even greater than Kabbalas Pnei Ashchina, than to be together with Hashem. You're doing Hashem's mitzvah. Avram saw that and he ran over to the Orachim. And Malach Machoel was the biggest one. And he was standing in the middle. Avram didn't know they were Malachim. He thought they were people. And Avram ran over to them and he asked them, please come over to my house. I want you to be my Orachim. I want to give you some food. I want to take care of you. And they said, no, we see that you're very old. And it's such a hot day. And we see that you must have had some kind of an operation or something. We see the bandages. We don't want to bother you. You probably hurt. No, we'll go on our way. They wanted to be polite. They didn't want to come right away to bother Avram. But Avram begged them, and he says, please, you'll make me so happy. And he said, we don't want you to fix a big meal for us. Don't worry. No, a shtickle bread. I'll give you a shtickle bread. He only promised them to give him a piece of bread. That's all. Later on, you're going to see what he's going to give them. Not just a piece of bread. Because by a yid, you promise a little bit, but you do a lot more. Avram gave them a whole suda, but he only promised them a little bit. And finally, they came into his yard, and there was a tree over there, and under the tree was shady, and it was cooler. And he sat them down under the tree. And now he wants to fix them a suda. A meal. And Sarah was in the tent and he goes over there and he says to Sarah to fix food, to fix three cakes
And the Torah says that these three cakes were going to be matzahs, because it was Pesach. This was the day of Pesach that they came, and Avram said that Sarah should fix three matzahs. And from this, that's why we have on Pesach three matzahs. How many boys know that on the Kaira we have three matzahs? Because of these three cakes that were matzah cakes that Sarah should fix. And he said, get together a whole Suda, and there's going to be milchiks, and there's going to be fleishiks. First the milchiks, and then the fleishiks. Just have to wait a while between the milchiks and the fleishiks. Or some people say that in case somebody wants milchiks, they'll have milchiks, and somebody else wants fleishiks, they'll have fleishiks. You just have to have a different tablecloth, that's all. Because you cannot eat milchiks and fleishiks on the same tablecloth. You have to have something different to show that this is over here milchiks and this is over here fleishiks. And this tree that they were sitting under was a special tree. The leaves sometimes went up and sometimes went down. And Avram noticed that the leaves of the tree went way up. And you know what this told Avram? That these three people sitting under the tree are special people, because the leaves go up. Because if people sat under the tree and they were Rishoyim, the sign was that the leaves went down. It shows that these people are low people. So then Avram would know a certain way to talk to them, to tell them about Hashem. But let's say the leaves went way up, and that was a sign that the people are tzaddikim. Ooh, special people we have today. Tzaddikim people. He didn't know they were malachim. He thought they were tzaddikim people, because the leaves went way up. And that would tell Avram a different way to talk to his orachim. He didn't know that there were malachim that came to do special things in the world. Finally, Avram brings them the food. He didn't sit down with them. Avram stood over them and he was taking care of them and bringing them things. He was a good balabos, making sure that everybody gets what he needs. And also, since there was milchiks and fleishiks, and one malach wants to have milchiks and another malach wants to have fleishiks, Avram stands over there to make sure they don't get the silverware mixed up. That the fork for the milchiks stays with the milchiks, and the knife for the fleishiks stays with the fleishiks, and it shouldn't get mixed up. Because these people are not going to know about kashrus. These people didn't know Torah yet. Avram knew Torah, so you know about kosher and about not mixing up the dishes, and you have to have different dishes. And Avram stood over them to make sure that they had what to eat. Now, the malachim had a problem. Because even though the malachim looked like people, and they had bodies that looked like people, that was only on the outside. But on the inside, they were missing something. A malach doesn't have a stomach. A malach doesn't eat. Up in the Shemayim, there's no food. There's no bakeries up there, and fruit stores, and fish stores, and restaurants, and pizza places, and stuff, because a malach doesn't have to eat anything. A malach is with Hashem, and he's doing things that are called ruchnius. He's doing things with Hashem. He doesn't need any gashmias. He doesn't need any clothes, and he doesn't need any food, and he doesn't need any sodas and things like that. Now, the malachim are sitting there, and there's food there, and Avram is watching them. He wants them to eat, and then they don't know how to eat. They never eat. Hey, wait a minute. What are we going to do with this food? If we leave it on our plate, first of all, Avram is going to feel bad because he brought us the food. Sarah will feel bad because she made the food. And Avram is going to see there's something wrong. So it's not going to be good if we just leave the food there. So they made a trick. A bird was flying in the air. Oh, look, Avram. Look at that beautiful bird. And Avram looks up in the sky, and the malachim take now the food from their plate and they put it in their pockets. And Avram wasn't looking. And they smear a little bit on their face. Then Avram looks back at them. Oh, that was a nice bird. And the malachim say, oh, it's delicious food. It's so wonderful, so yummy. Now, they really didn't eat it. They were just putting it in their pockets.
And then they said to Avram, oh, look at the flowers over there. It's so beautiful. And Avram looked at those flowers. Yeah, we have those flowers. Sarah likes flowers. And they put some more food in their pockets. And in this way, they pretended to eat, that Avram should have the mitzvah of Achnasas Orachim, and he shouldn't be disappointed. And also that Avram should not find out who they are. Then Kenalach, the Malachim asked Avram, where is Sarah, your wife? Now, Sarah was in the tent the whole time, and she didn't come out. And Avram thinks to himself, how do they know that my wife is named Sarah? I wonder how they know that. Interesting. The leaves go up, they're special people. They know my wife is Sarah. Her name is Sarah. How do they know that? Very special people. Interesting over here. So Avram says, well, she's in the tent. All of a sudden, Malach Machoel gives a big smile and he says, Avram, I have good news for you and for Sarah. In 1 year from today, exactly in 1 year from today, you and Sarah are going to have very good news. You're going to have your own baby boy. Your own baby will be born to you in 1 year. Just you wait and see. And Avram was so happy to hear that. He thought that these malachim were at least some kind of tzaddikim, and they're giving him some good news from Hashem. And he laughed. Now, why did he laugh? He was so happy. Finally, after all these years of davening to Hashem and asking him for a child together with Sarah, finally Hashem is answering him. And he was so happy. Now, Skinalach, Sarah was in the tent, and the tent was near the Malach, behind the Malach. And she also heard when the Malach said,